Félix Tshisekedi has said he could consider seeking a third term in office when his current mandate ends in 2028, provided the move is approved by the public through a referendum. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Speaking at a lengthy press conference in Kinshasa on Wednesday, Tshisekedi said he had not personally requested a third term, but would accept if the Congolese people backed the idea. "I have not asked for a third term, but if the people want me to continue, I will accept," he said. Under the current constitution, presidents in Democratic Republic of Congo are limited to two terms in office. However, growing debate over constitutional reform has fueled opposition fears that Tshisekedi may attempt to remain in power beyond the legal limit. The president also warned that the ongoing conflict in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo could disrupt the country's electoral timetable, saying elections may not be possible in 2028 if fighting continues. Tshisekedi said voting could not realistically take place without the eastern provinces of North and South Kivu, where the M23 has seized large areas, including the strategic cities of Goma and Bukavu. "If we cannot end this war, unfortunately we will not be able to hold elections in 2028, he said. The Congolese government has long accused neighboring Rwanda of backing the M23 rebels and exploiting Democratic Republic of the Congo's mineral wealth, claims Kigali denies. Rwanda insists its military presence near the border is aimed at protecting its security interests. Tshisekedi also criticized Rwanda for allegedly slowing down implementation of a peace agreement signed in Washington last year, saying negotiations were dragging on because of economic interests tied to Eastern Congo's resources. His remarks come amid growing political tensions after a referendum bill was introduced in Parliament in March, outlining how constitutional referendums could be organized. Supporters say the measure is intended to strengthen democracy, but critics argue it could pave the way for changes to presidential term limits. Opposition groups have warned that any attempt to amend the constitution to extend Tshisekedi's rule would amount to a constitutional coup. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.